You are welcome to another episode of the Enya Podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Don't forget to share to your family and friends, to your girlfriend, to your enemy. Share to everybody, because today we have a wonderful one. See, people don't understand what happened for here today. Now, problem. Don't tell that the only problem that we bring up, people say we joke. We don't carry on. The problem that we bring up. Mm-hmm. Today we get somebody new, somebody fresh, person where I actually truly like, because for the past 2 weeks or couple of weeks or even 3 weeks, I always see this guy for my TikTok. I always fucking see this guy for my TikTok. And I wonder who be all these guys where they're so fucking funny. So fucking hilarious. I don't know who they be. I just see them for my TikTok every time. And they be Yoruba boys. And they speak Yoruba. They switch out to UK accent. They switch out to America accent. They switch out to any kind of accent where they fucking like. You know, understand? And these guys, for me, I see them as streamers. I see this particular guy as streamers, like the first streamer where we get for Nigeria. Just as I follow people like them SQC, them Kai Sinat, them Aiden Ross, you know, understand, AMP, those kind of guys. I always get to watch those guys.
Yeah.
You know, understand? So anytime I always look these guys with that same eye. But I always wonder for my brain that like, these guys know say they be streamers. I mean, they say they just there on TikTok.
Mm.
Like, they actually know say they be streamers. They know say if they carry this thing, go like Kick or go like Twitch or all those kinds of things,
yeah,
like, they be complete streamers, because they do like life dating with girls,
yeah,
do reels and all those kind of things. It is fucking amazing to see Nigerian boys, they fucking do that kind of content. It is fucking amazing. You know, understand? So I did so happy to introduce to now somebody where they bust, because me, musicians say they bust my brain. They people they bust my brain are like footballers. Footballers and they bust my brain.
Yeah.
Now streamers they bust my brain. Mm. You understand? And these guys, they be the Nigerian guys where they really fuck with me, where I fuck with and they fuck with my brain. When people went did talk about that movie, say mind rape.
Why did they talk Didi at this time?
No Didi. No Didi.
Why did they talk Didi by this time?
No Didi, my brother. No Didi. So we introduce on the one and only, the incredible, the marvelous, the number one streamer for Nigeria, the one and only Joe Black.
Applause.
The music there like this, all day like the air.
Alright, what's up,
my brother?
Welcome.
I'm good. I'm feeling fly. I'm happy. Type shit.
You know? Wait. I want to ask you one thing before we even start. I ask him just like, I say, wait, though, why is it why they always switch accents?
I mean, I just like the UK accent, you get me?
Mm.
I mean, it's not actually the UK accent, but then I just like flow with the UK accent.
Mm. Like, you basically, they mix them the way you like.
Yeah, type shit. People, maybe they know, say, or bad day. Then if I want to switch back, you know, I'm just like.
Yeah. I know, so this guy will form interpreter for some of the guys too, like, they go interpret for them. Like, when that guy going to speak like Yoruba, this guy will come to the interpret for you and say, this guy is fucking hilarious.
First, like, you know, you just have to understand something.
Things like, you know, that's dope. That's dope. We're happy to have you in the Enya community. You know, it's fucking,
I mean, I'm
amazing.
Glad I'm here too, because first of all, I like your setup, I like everything, I just like everything, you get me? Mark's not gonna lie, I like everything.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
So, you said something. About I'm actually a streamer too.
Yeah.
But then I'm also a content creator.
Yeah.
Type shit. So once anytime you get, cause me, I would love to come here again.
Anytime
you want to introduce a number one content creator, number one streamer, type shit. You know the vibe.
I tell you, that's for me. So wait, you see the upload go YouTube too?
I've not started my YouTube course. Like, I've not been to, like, you know, I don't know much about YouTube. You get me? So I'm just like based on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. That's all.
Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Yeah, that's
which one be the most lucrative one for you?
I started on TikTok, so I can say that it's like the most motivating color.
Lucrative, like.
Lucrative, yes.
Look at this guy.
That's it. I choose TikTok.
That's dope. And you know, say me, I get so curious about how we not the one for, because before. Una, like waiting at the scene that people they do tap 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 tap
yeah
tap 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 tap. Now that kind vibe now they see for life. My gift that without that set of people now we call maybe I say they go sleep, they snore for life. People go they give them. They go scratch yash, people go they give them.
And the thing is just that atijatimu lawalo the life.
So if you talk say not to now the way to chop, now you look for.
Yeah, and now the way I go interpret to me. Now the way now as we go chop and as we go the drink, now we define for life. Because normally, like TikTok actually pays.
Yeah.
Like when you go live and then you entertain and they like your vibe, they will pay you.
Yeah.
I mean, people send gifts and then you earn your money.
Yeah.
But me, I love entertainment and because I love what I do. Mm. People love me because of what I do. Mm. And then they gift me, they love what I do, so they gift me.
Yeah, because that's even just now when they look you, when you did man, when you talk, say you want to meet gay. Yeah. And they see people they give you donuts, people they give you
Rascal, them, Jenny Steve for them. They gift me, they love me.
Like you, Pella, and this
other. Yeah, we all team, like we all together. I mean, everybody's actually gonna meet at the top, you get me? So like we are all working together. Sometimes we have up and down, ups and down. Yeah, we have ups and down, you get me? But like everybody, we are working together, we'll meet at the top. That's it. We are just trying to be a better version of ourselves. Ah, motivation drop, motivation speaker.
Like I really did impress me too. Now they do.
Yeah. I want to ask you one thing because this one did more current. Like, what happened between you and Chile?
Oh, me, I didn't watch one. So I know. I think explain giver. So this guy did life with a guy.
Yeah.
When he did life, when the girl come.
Yeah.
So when the girl come, he could tell the guy, say, see, I don't weep.
Yeah,
but if let's say the joke, I don't know, but if let's say the joke.
Let me explain
that. You know what I'm
saying? Me and Chile, we do life very well. It's been long, you get me? So I saw her yesterday because it's been long we've like go live together. You get me? Oh, the mic, I mean.
Yeah.
It's been long we've gone together.
Yeah.
So when I saw her, I was like, truly. Then I was just joking. Like I was telling Pella that this guy don't my talent. Like, you know, we don't do this. But I was just joking, you get me? So Pella, you know Pella, he did to play. He just did like this. Everybody and the girl. Can't he say we they talk something like he understand? She don't understand Yoruba. So she come out. She gave people the impression that I was saying some things like, you know,
about
that was not right. But I never meant that me and her, because we've never done any content together. We've never seen each other before.
No, but my brother, see, even if you whip that girl, that'll be bad girl to whip. I don't see all those type of videos.
She's actually looking
that girl. She's never seen the videos.
No.
Okay, actually, you know they watch porn again. This guy don't give up on porn for like how many years?
I don't know.
Don't be like me. I see the wash. So you cannot give up on porn. But when I see her videos, no chance. If you whip that girl for shake you, you don't say they deny her. You grieve for a year now. I was even they post everything. When they bring drink, come for this girl, make drink.
No,
because this girl a bad guy.
She's good. She has a brand. She's a good girl.
Yes. She's a good girl. I agree.
Good girl. You get
me. That's dope.
No, but she's there among the people I know say for like TikTok for like past 5 years. I don't know, almost 5 years.
Yeah.
For TikTok. Mm. Yeah. Even then, when I know they active on TikTok and shit, but like I don't know the girl for like that long.
I think she's a celebrity too.
Yeah, really?
She's a celebrity. She make content and videos, and she has a brand that she, you know.
Brand is, but the time when she went that those are sex tips, now then she take go crazy.
Serious.
Now we can tell you make you do sex tips. So you don't show your pints and bra now. So you just come up with one kind of red pints by now for the whole blow past like this. But you need to agree they do all those kind of things. You and Joseph now go just dance with on our pints. We'll do only fans.
Okay.
No more do only fans. No. Do like that.
So. Speaking of OnlyFans, so I understand to say like you did uni, Abi.
I'm
actually
at University Crawford.
Yeah. You be a poor boy or in why can't they grow Crawford?
My dad, you know.
Oh, now your papa.
He's actually scared of, you know, me going to, you know, probably public school or a federal school whereby, you know, all these boys. So he just took me to a church, like
private school.
Yeah, but then you like take me to see, I'm still Joe Black, you get me?
Yeah.
I'm still gonna bring up myself, you get me?
But how the environment can't be for you in terms of like, if you think I'm any private university most times, even if not be church get time,
yeah,
they always they bit restrictive.
Yeah, and so, they are strict somehow.
Yeah, and for your you where they do content like all the time, like how it is for you?
I try to find my way. Let me just say like that. I find my way. If I
so you follow the rules regardless.
Yeah, I follow the rules. Because there are some things that we are not supposed to do in school.
Mm.
I can't be saying it, you get me? So I don't do it. I just think if I think about a content and I say I can shoot it, I will. Mm. And I will go for that. Mm. There are some things that we are not supposed to do in school. Mm. Just like I have a contest now that I have to kiss you.
Mm.
I won't be able to do it in school.
Oh, enough kiss for school.
Enough for here. For here.
They will give you suspension.
Get one of my friend that year, Radio Madonna, where they know you're not supposed to smoke, they do all those kind of things. Now, so she goes to smoke, you go for school now.
Sure. And there are some contents too that, you know, I would need, because probably me trying to bring out a content that you have to learn, you get. So you have to learn from that content. So that content, probably you need smoking, you need some bad shit, but I can't do it in my school.
Because
it's not allowed. You get cursed. Is, you know, the school is like...
So you wait to make you come, first make you come...
Yeah, probably I should just go outside the school and do it then.
Okay.
Come here, type shit.
But they give you any problem now, where black guys, they come now, people realize, say, oh, Joe Black, maybe this. Normally, they give you problem when you did school now, based on...
My school is just like, they know me, they know I'm a content creator, but then they still give me the... How can I put it? Like, they will still treat me
like you know what today.
They won't look at me like, okay, because I am a content creator, because I know. They will still treat me like, you know,
normal students.
Yes, that's it.
But as long as they beef you because of say you be content creator.
No, they don't. You know? They don't. They are actually good. My school is actually good. Curse, like, most schools, they don't allow something like
that. I didn't see where they post like location and stuff, and they use like, because I remember this guy, I don't know the guy name, content creator.
Yeah.
So he talk about like when they leave for Ikorodu and stuff, and when they post content, say they will come like you come post content. But you, they put Crawford University as your location.
Curse, that's it. Curse, that's where I actually took my video and everything. I shot my video in Crawford.
Yeah.
So I have to put the location that, yes, this is Crawford University. Mm. I shot my video in Crawford University. Mm. I mean, my school self, I have to go as I am going to now. So that's it.
So
that's
no
it.
Secret thing there where like say that they make them, they actually put the video, put here instead of where they
did. Yeah, no.
Like, have you said they think maybe they affect the algorithm or something?
No, there's nothing like algorithm. It is your own fate. At least I started with TikTok with 600 followers. I mean, zero followers, because I don't want to say zero, because it looks like I'm motivating them that I started with zero. Then after, no, I would say I started with 600 followers, and then I started posting. You get me?
How did you get the 600 followers?
I started from zero.
Start from zero now.
Yeah, I don't want to say I start from zero, because it looks like I'm motivating them. Just like we're all these motivational speakers, you say, I started from zero, and now I'm going. I started from 600 followers.
Yeah.
Do you understand? 600, 800, then 800, I posted a video and it went viral. So what I'm trying to say is that at my last, that was when it pushed. So it is your fate.
Yeah.
Because I had this, you know, this issue with my parents, because they were like, I don't really focus on education, that I'm just doing content. So I told myself that this would be the last content I'll be posting on my page, then I'll focus on my education. Cool. And then the last video I posted was the video that went viral, and they started pushing me to this moment.
As you go and decide, say, like, okay, this is not the last, but not be the last. What till they go talk?
Like my family, they saw the video going viral. Most people were like, oh, he boosted it. But when they saw the views and the likes and the comments, they were like, this guy no booster mo. Now wait, they come, they say, yeah, congratulations. But then they were like, focus on studies. So I posted the next video, Buzz Their Brain, Yaba Left posted, and you know. So when I posted the next video, bloggers posted from there, they now started leaving me like, yeah, the doing content, that shit.
So basically, how many years you done the post before that one go viral?
How many years? No, I don't know years. I started last, was it last year? Yeah.
I think last year.
Yeah, I was in Jam. No, last 2 years.
Mm.
I was in Jam.
Okay.
When I was in my Jam, whatever, that was when I started content. I started with prank.
Oh, is that with prank?
No, I started with music.
You've been a musician too?
I just know, and Asha won't blue. Asha won't blue.
Really?
Yeah, I shall want blue. That's like
so that. Anything where you feel too, you go do. Just I make sure say.
I just want blue. So I started with music. Then the thing was not really working. I started with prank. My mommy was complaining that no prank care. Then I did one skit. It was that skit that I did. I felt like okay, I can still be doing this one. Then I, you know.
So how many videos in total you post before that one go viral?
I can post today. Then I say I'll probably think about another thing I can do tomorrow. I'll edit it that same day. Then I'll post the next day. I post at night, midnight if.
Now midnight you post.
Even
till now.
No, when I got to school, I saw somebody that is, you know, he had like 25k followers. Mm. So somebody with that kind of followers, and I'm like 800. Mm. I started working with him. So he started giving me the, like, you know. How can I put it? He started like, enlightening me on how to post.
What did he teach you that time? What did he teach where he tell you where he helped?
He's not actually like a content creator like that. You get me? He's just like all this fine boy. So he posts and he posts anytime. So he just
still content
me.
Though.
Okay, that's still content.
No, content. Content too.
Fine boy.
Yeah.
So you get, I know one girl for TikTok. She know they talk. She know they dance. She could just sit down. She really do makeup and shit. But like, now the content did that.
Yeah,
and she would just put like trending sound. Most and of the time, and then they go viral.
So that's the guy just gave me. He just told me that I shouldn't be posting at night. That I should post in the afternoon. Mm. I should post in the morning. Mm. Then I started posting morning and afternoon, and it started going like my videos started going viral. So I learned from him. Oh. If not for him, now I'm not gonna know. Say I could post for afternoon. I could just do the post for night.
Yeah.
The first video where go viral. How many views did
you
do?
I had like 1.3 million views.
Sure.
Mad.
Yeah.
Mad.
And that was about Gary. People can relate. Gary don't finish.
Yeah.
Yeah, people can relate. It's just like, you know, relatable video like that.
Mm. So for you now, what it could be like the thing where you could say, okay, if you won't post, if you won't, like, anybody where won't start, like, you know, somebody where they exactly like you, where just the right jam,
yeah,
where they enter school.
Okay.
What you go like tell them, what you go say, and he won't do this, or he just won't blow, just like Joe Black.
I'm still going though.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like the beginning.
Mm.
So the thing I'll just tell you is that as for me, what I did was I never stopped. Mm. And I kept, I do pray. I'm a Jesus Christ. If not for Jesus, who am I?
Yeah.
So I pray.
Mm.
I do pray. Then I walk.
Mm.
I keep thinking of videos that can bust people's brain.
Yeah.
That can see that, I'm on this guy. I just think, I'll write it down.
Yeah.
Then I bring it out. Then I do it every time. I do it every time. I don't care what they say. I just do it every time. I just keep posting. Mm. I keep thinking. I keep posting. I keep praying. So pray, walking, and just keep doing it.
I will tell you.
That was what happened.
I'm mad inside too.
Actually, that was what happened. No worry. After all is said and done, you could do motivational. You go have motivational speaker join your DC.
I'm mad inside because now consistency.
Oh, yeah, now.
Praying and then working.
Just keep working.
So it make legit
sense. Type shit. Just keep
anything
working.
Anything you want to do, you guys actually follow that line. Hard work, consistency, guys follow.
Type shit.
You know. Understand.
Just keep walking.
That's not the normal default. You and all these guys now, them Z's and all those guys, wanna be real friends. I be on just
they are my bond. They are, you know, I look up to them till now because they are still like, you know, they took me as their. Is it took or take?
Yeah, it took. Yeah.
Correct me. So like they took me as their friend. You understand? Like when I started, the vibe.
Mm.
If you have the vibe, they will vibe with you too.
Mm.
If you don't have any vibe, you don't need to come back. You get that from this place. You can't just come up to their own life and give this fake vibe. You get me?
Yeah.
Just keep ailing them. No, you have to do your thing. They'll be like, oh, this guy's safe.
This guy get vibe.
So I showcase my own talent and my vibe, and they loved it, and they took me in, and we started doing life together. Wow. And we are doing it.
So we're gonna be actual friends, not be just content friends.
No, not content. We are actual. If I need anything, I can reach out to them. They're our boss. I need this, and they will help me out.
Mm.
Type shit.
That's an amazing thing.
Type shit.
That's a fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Tell me, get one video. Where the video where you want to show you black?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, get one video where I want to show you.
Okay. Oops, you know, be my.
This guy is serious.
You know, be like TikTok type shit.
Wait, I look for. Okay, wait.
Yeah.
Hold on. Now, top TikTok.
No. Be WhatsApp for the ones where we do.
I like this setup for real. I like it.
Are you looking at your own setup now? You
know, amen. This guy see me who does this stream for you. Say the wine anybody for life. Aye. I mean, it's good.
No, but if you use it anytime when you want to use it.
All right.
In our studios, anytime when you want to use it. Just let us know.
There
you
are, man.
Because it's awesome.
Thanks, boss.
One second, I mean.
All right.
Sweetheart, how are you doing?
Yeah, let me take you back.
The worst text to send a girl. The morning text. Good morning, sweetheart. How are you doing? Hope you slept well. You're basically saying you're a simp. That text is not masculine. That is not a good text. It shows needy. It just shows that, like, oh, I was thinking about you and I was hoping your morning was going well. That's not what you want to come across as. Always, always remember, texting is only to set up the date. Men fall into this trap of sending good morning texts, sending texts like, hey, how was your week? And wanting to talk and have these big elaborate conversations over text, but what happens is you fall into friend zone or you become her pen pal.
So okay. you believe say you need to be nice guy, or you believe within she talk?
I'm
actually a nice guy, but sometimes I'm not.
Just like that your wedding where you do life.
Yeah.
So First person who I see where do wedding life now, you.
Yeah.
I first watch your own.
Okay.
With that girl, I don't know if you remember.
Shireen. Yeah. Before.
Then after that, I can't see
Javis and Pally.
Javis. But now your own, I first see. Who get the idea? Where that idea come from?
This is it. Mm. Whenever we go live, we try to like snitch or snatch.
Snatch.
I try to snatch. Like we they fight for girls gone. I feel they follow one girl talk for life now. Mix is just coming. Mix is going, hey girl, how you doing? You looking good type shit. And you know, if we try to collect my babe, we are just collect na. So we came through to Pella. Pella can come and try to like raise up a girl I'm talking to online.
So
just like for the entertainment, you get me. So I'll be like, ah, which kind of people this one? They will every babe where I go try the follow talk, they go just one collect.
Oh, now why you say make you just marry one? No,
man, marry this one.
As I follow that girl talk that night, and she told me that she's feeling me and she likes me. I know it's me twice, so. For where I said tomorrow let's marry everything. I said, will you marry me? If I met you today, she said yes. Tomorrow, then reply. Jokingly though, because I wasn't actually planning it. So that night, I just felt like, Shemo will make this thing happen. More destroy internet because I've never had that views before.
Yeah.
Like I had like 10k views. I've never.
Oh shit.
Probably 10 or 12. I don't know. So I've never like had it before. You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
So I just thought of like, let me go live. Let us destroy internet. I was just saying it to my friends that after I'm gonna go live, I'm gonna spoil internet. Say, may they move marry. And it happened. I never, because it was not planned. I was writing it. I was just like, yeah, I'm gonna go live. And I just wore my suit. I said, yeah, I'm gonna wear suits. From there, we made it happen. And so it's mind blowing. Yeah. So I told Pella like, okay, Alpha Moon myself. In contact, say yeah.
Since then they
will marry. From there we make it. So I was the pastor.
I'm like pastor for him.
Type shit.
But the thing actually did very incredible. Because when I watch your own, the idea is so mad.
Yeah.
And to see some people actually vibe with her, people like vibe
because it was it was interesting though, like. What do you expect? Very interesting. You know, we have to put more energy.
Yeah. Pella can't do his own. He don't go even.
Ah,
crazy ideas to carry come streaming. Because it'd be like when Kaisina go do like 2 days marathon or do overnight.
Yeah, type
shit. You understand? Now something like that, or when the Rose go do this in boxing event, understand?
That's what I'm talking.
Those things now, nah, things where people say it just add more spice to it.
Expand, they go.
So if you say the ideas are mad ideas, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or not just the thing of real innovative way to.
But me, I want to ask how many wives you won't get for TikTok.
Shame
me. Yeah.
How many wives I won't get?
Yeah.
I don't like do many like that. You get me? As long as you're lawyer.
So if she's not going to lawyer, what's going to happen? You go divorce her for TikTok.
Sharp, ASAP. As long as she's a lawyer, I have a girl now, Joanna.
Yeah.
Joanna. That's her name.
Joanna, what? Joanna, be blue.
Joanna.
What's your apple?
Sad. I said blue, now the one where you and the play love, where?
It was so sad. Like.
I said you are blue, they play love.
She broke my heart.
Really?
When I break up.
I don't. Please, Jesus. Let's just skip. Skip.
I don't say they've been there together, but I'm with a new girl.
I'm with a new girl.
What's the girl name?
Joanne. Yeah, she's pretty. I like her. I like her vibe. I like her smile. I like her face. I like everything about her. Tight shit. I don't know if you're looking at me right now, but then I like you though. Tight shit.
Wait, which when you go, I feel like see the day where you go do live with these people, like for the same live, we're not be like. I did one side of the world, you did another side of the world. Probably. Where when I go, you did one place
together. We are planning on meeting. That was what happened between me and Blana.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We actually met. You never saw.
Yeah, no, I see that one.
Yeah,
now.
We met.
I see when I took the golden ice cream or something.
Type shit. Mm-hmm. I was feeling a vibe on life, but when we met, I was, you know, type shit. I wasn't.
You're not feeling that so much again.
I wasn't.
Serious?
Type shit.
Why?
Because that's me. If I'm not feeling your vibe, I just cut it off. You know what I'm saying?
But the girl look like dope girl.
You might probably be looking dope, but you know, like dope, like, you know, the vibe is not dope.
But the one thing I noticed, I said she like her music. She always try music.
No, bro, like, I can't lie, bro. She got talent. Like, she's fucking good.
She always sing.
No, she did single. No. Mm. She knows how to vibe. She doesn't skip. You know, you know people that the way they get talent and people know get talent. This one, if she don't start, she know they stop. Mm. She could just go and she could rhyme. Mm. She understand. Until I tell her stop, then she will stop. That's when you know that this one has talent. So she's talented, but when I'm talking about vibe, like you know, matching type shit.
So for like one-on-one,
yeah,
no real connection.
Sad.
This guy's a fine
connection.
True.
I mean, I'm about to meet Joanne, so probably we gonna like vibe. I don't know, but if you know, I'm feeling my vibe.
All this vibe. Anyway, Shad, anyway, say when I see they different from me, my own vibe different from that. I'm gonna cut scores.
So now wait till you gonna use your own life to do with that.
You want gonna fuck for life.
Type shit.
Because I wouldn't just compare tell when I say okay, this one they all go down. On to the next one. They marry for life. Who knows how to marry for life?
And if you fuck up, you could divorce. It's up. Type shit.
That kind of thing.
Divorce.
So, the video where he showed you just now, wait to be the video again.
I understand. I was nice going to talk about it.
You talk about nice guy. Whether he be nice guy.
Oh. Have you said this guy could be nice guy?
I can't tell, but then I'm nice to those that are nice to
but
me.
But you don't actually get legit girlfriend.
Shame me. Do I have a legit girlfriend?
Yeah, legit girl. You don't ever be on life. Where do be TikTok? You the shame to talk about?
I mean, I can't lie. I've got a girl, though. Like, type shit.
And you're nice to her normally now.
Of course. She knows.
So
you
do money text, all those kinds.
I'm too busy for that.
But then I talk to my girl whenever I want to talk to her. And whenever she needs me, I'll text her. But good morning, babe. How you? Yeah, I'm meaning that was like two. He's looking business. Yeah, let me say it like that. He's looking business.
Like it's not like spontaneous.
We are playful. We are like friends. You're my G.
Yeah.
We are G's. She's my girl, but you are my G. So you can't just be calling me. Good morning, baby. Hope you slept well. Good morning. Have you slept? No, bro. It's actually, bro. I'm not married to you. You just girl.
I get. Yeah. I get. But me, I know that. I did try my best to be as nice as I feel because I know nice at all.
Yeah.
So I try my best to be as
so that nice. Video that you showed me now, saying that one, she's right though.
She's right?
Yeah, she mean business. Like, that
this
man.
This guy thought she know right.
I know to say it right.
Like, that man.
Yeah.
That, I mean.
That lady.
Yeah. She's talking about a man that texts a girl that saying good morning, have you slept well? Yeah. You mean business. Just like me texting good morning, have you slept well? Hope you are good. Stand up. Eat. No.
Okay, see. When I draw those texts, now forget where I never keep. Get where I never
keep. Get.
I go to text you all those texts. Mm-hmm.
But if you are together already.
What if I don't kill you?
Bro, you're just
wait till I text you for now.
Wait. Kill.
Kill.
You mean, Thou shalt not commit fornication. You guess.
Just as your guy. That's not the same shit.
I mean, like.
That's not the same shit.
Ah.
Then, as you said to them, not the post recently.
I mean,
what
I'm
do you
just,
feel about?
Bro, I'm so happy because, like, my dream. The first time he posted me, I cried.
Really?
And I went to church. I first of all, like, thank God, because, like, that was. I've been open. Wishing, cause you know he's the big, like one of the biggest.
I know.
Yeah, so like he posted my video that day, and that was like the accent. Like I spoke to a Jamaican girl. You get so he posted it, and then I was so happy. I mean, all bloggers do posted that video, but he
and
in particular.
He post, everybody could just start to.
I mean, people already posted it.
Oh, okay.
But then he was not posting it. I was still feeling kind of like, you know. But then after he posted, I was happy, so happy. So yesterday, he posted two of my videos. I was like, fuck, bro.
I have to tell this guy.
I was so happy.
They know they post this guy.
But I was so happy, Chris.
You know, yeah. the crazy thing for me, now say, he get to post you without on a pain. Abi on a pain.
No, I never.
You say, Tunde not. Majority of his posts, na paid posts.
Yeah.
And a very few organic posts, 90 days.
Oh, okay.
And Tunde not, they cost a whole lot of money.
Actually.
You know, understand? Tunde not right now go. They are around 300,000 to 200,000 thereabouts.
Damn.
So I know you don't say when I use
I mean that I not pay. Not grace you because I mean I've been wishing and hoping and he posted the video.
Yeah.
And I grace you because me out of
all the
we plenty for life when they do content. So I'm saying I mean post me twice, bro.
Yeah.
But the fact that you know pay, I feel say they're incredible.
Very incredible.
Is it the value? If you basically see the value for the content at the end of the day.
No, nah.
Because
the content is hilarious as fuck, nah.
Yeah.
So it only makes sense.
He posted the one I met my mentor.
Sydney Tucker.
I love
so,
it.
So Sydney Tucker actually your mentor?
Of course.
Mad.
Before I even started anything content, I do watch him and mad. His content is
2019 or 20 when I sit there into music. I do video and then I use Sydney Tucker, I use Lassisi, I use Omar Shola from Big Brother. I use those people for my video. Then he never been the Sydney Tucker of now. Then almost the way you take on meet me soon, and the way you take on meet me even that time. You understand? Then he never even they verified for any of his content. So he come meet myself and my brother, and we did sort of talked around. Then, I shouldn't say the guy is an incredible guy, because the guy is very hilarious. Just as an English guy, this guy is very hilarious.
Twitter no go agree with you. Twitter didn't drag Sydney Tucker left, right, center.
They say no, they're hilarious.
No, because also the points of Twitter, and I say like all the content of 2019, you know, if they recycle until now.
Oh, they're the same, they recycle them.
Like now the same trope, sort of like the same.
Yeah, content are always like the same trope, but you have to twist it.
Yeah.
That is how it is.
Like, you know,
there's nothing new. You just have to
twist it. You don't really expect until they do one new.
Yeah.
Like, this guy, they do this thing for the past how many years? So, of course, an indoor guest style. So Instagram go the show for almost everything.
No,
where
no.
So, but the problem is saying, I feel like saying now you don't get like, so you get level where you go rich. You did like that food blogger guy where you talk about last episode.
No, I don't like that guy.
So
that guy go. I
guess
like
what?
I not get me.
The same.
Guy.
No, the same way. Maybe say you go because it is so big now. I don't know the guy for like 4 years. We don't doing content for 4 years, right? I already don't figure out what he did do. Like now, how trade content. So. And that time you never even get up to like 250k followers. Then now you don't get 500k followers for just Instagram. And you get Twitter, you get TikTok. So you will be fan or will be fan of in content and where you understand the thing where they do, like the base level of what they do. Because it goes start in content, say you need like people, nah, rice no make sense. Now how it is starting content be that. So it always attack one person. And if you don't watch in content for a while, you understand, okay, now waiting this guy they actually do with this. So you know go you know, full mind, because you know, say one day you attack, even you where they laugh about that, you attack you one day, normally.
Okay, yeah.
So you will not know now, based on say he get 500k followers now. Yeah. You go sort of hate him like really much, because you feel like this kind of nonsense content is what they do, because you just define out about this guy now. So I feel like the more followers where you get, the more criticism your content will sort of get.
That's a normal life now. And you know, say right about now, so you're talking about one of the biggest.
No, he's not one of. He is the biggest.
So the moment Indog amassed so much following from that time to now, you must definitely see people with blessing. They go feel say, oh, they do it. Even Kevin Hart, people they talk say, oh, we don't do the same thing since this that. But the guys, they sell out every single time.
They will. You know what I'm saying? Because you're already funny already. Like once they know you're funny, anything you do is funny.
You know what I'm saying?
Anything you do is would be funny.
So people generally they get this funny thing about them. They always, when they don't see something, like when they build you up, they're just so cool with you. But when you don't date the top, they just want to make you calm down. So they just want to make you you're not too big for them, so they want to make you calm down. So they go, let's bring up all these flimsy things to start with this guy, but that guy, not hilarious guy.
To be honest, like if they like see me, so if you do content now, like, and you sort of say, maybe they talk, say, oh, why should we do another type of song? See, all her songs, they sound the same.
Okay,
she go dance under her song under your comment.
Mm-hmm.
She could just play the song. Yes, because normally she reply people before. That's why she don't contact. She don't talk once. She not go reply people again. Now she could just. She could just put the because they dance for the song.
Type shit.
I tell you.
Type shit.
I tell you. Not to troll you. You be like, I don't know. How old you then?
I'm 19.
Really?
Oh my god.
Sure.
Type shit.
Oh my god. You be 19.
Type shit.
You know if you go JSL. You know if you watch porn. I'm telling you about porn. You go to
game.
You know if you watch porn now.
I can lie about my age on life.
Sure. Oh, you can lie about it.
Of course.
Oh, wait. Well, okay. I feel like no be. Like 16 be the age. I want to see it. Say TikTok, they allow people the. Like they do content if they not be 21, because I'm American and stuff.
Tell myself, say, enough figoji. I just remember saying that Nigeria be this. You actually figoji, my brother. No go do wrong thing.
I mean, like, I might be 19. My brain is not 19.
Because I remember that year when I go Port Harcourt, go meet my brother, and then one of my stepfather younger brother come to me say, oh, see some girls they won't place. Some girls in one place where they call dupe. Then I'm like 16, 17. But they're so big, so people don't really know. And I said, more go. As we go, immediately we enter the place where they call dupe. Now police stop us.
Yeah.
As police stop us, then they tell us, yeah, somebody just robbed for this area, and the boys, five of them, enter this guy motor. So at first, I'm saying a joke, like, because they play with us. Before I know, then they handcuff
the everybody.
That's the first time I handcuff enter my hand. Yeah. The handcuff all of us back. But again, I'd be 16, 17 years. 16 years. And the carrier was good self. That time, it was Christmas time. So you go, don't do your hair. So I don't do my hair nice every time. We did the cell. Now the lady where they sort of check off. Everyone put us in. Now the lady say, see, this is your fine hair where you do. When you come outside, your hair. You go, don't change. I said, oh, no matter. Now the. The money we in our pocket and they give us our hands. Okay, take. So when you enter inside,
you're gonna pay those boys inside.
Before we enter, the boys already say, Britain, they don't tie. They don't tie Britain.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't defy. Now my popsy younger brother tell me, say, this money where they want, so you need to give anybody you tight your hand.
You need to
give anybody as we enter.
Tight.
Now I close my hand like this. Now we enter.
Exactly.
We enter like this. Now the boys say, I'm not going this side. So okay, when I bring all the money with that one, and I remember I said they just tell us what I
said.
So me, I still close my own money for man. So them got the talk. Man, they talking. I mean, the smallest for the group now. All of them, they older than me. All of them, they uni. Then I just finished secondary school.
Type shit.
You know what I'm saying? So I just quiet. So them got the answer. The boy say, we don't get any money. We don't get any money with us. We don't give any money. Man, I just sit quiet. They say, well, I bring on that money. I say, we don't bring any money. My brother, before the next 5 to 10 minutes, like, full crowd of how many boys rush us like this. Mm-hmm. And the place, they're so dark. You know, they really they see anything. So yeah. The only thing what they're doing, now that my hand where I close it, I just like this.
I just do like this.
Hand, they touch me. My hand, they touch people.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, after all, 911 policeman using this thing, hit the door. Yeah. Back. See, if I make any noise, we carry everybody come outside, pour water from our back, then flog everybody. Now everybody quiet. Now go on corner. So I did a nine. I did pray for my mind. Say, God, what did they go on? What's going on here? God, help me. What's going on here? But I don't feel loud now.
Yeah.
I lost inside my mind. I just try to calm myself, and everywhere is so hot, and everywhere it smells so bad.
Mm-mm.
Because the toilet did the same cell with you. Water did the ground, everything, everybody there without clothes, just boxers.
Sure.
See, now the worst experience that time for my life.
I never experienced anything, Selu.
Make I tell you. I did there like this. So as I tried to calm myself, that my popsy younger brother and I, automatically the guy no fit stay. The guy has to go crazy. Just to say, I don't feel Brito.
I don't feel Brito.
Nah, yeah. So good day.
He just go the bar, they go put his nose. As the guy put his nose for there for my mind, I say, what the guy they do like get? Which guy get twins with this? Even me when I'm smoking, they try to comport.
They go
the guy they do like get.
The good thing saying they pretend.
Shoot, so me, I don't know the guy say, shoot the apple. You don't comport yourself. Where the apple? The next 1 hour, one guy did my side there. He lied down like this, he cried. He
said,
go. See, when they release us, come outside. As I come, my popsicle called Bellows. And I come outside, he said, they give me my clothes, everything. I said, wear everything. I swear to God, this is my mind. And they play TI music, and they feel they come outside. I say, that's how I be gangster. I don't know what kind of come outside. That was the roughest experience. And we stayed there for like 2 days.
Sure.
Watch ninth Christmas. Because nobody knows say we day inside there. So they find us. Sure.
Nah, see.
Nobody know now.
Nah.
Shoot. Nah, that was the craziest experience, but I've experienced that time for my life. Shoot, at 16-year-old. First guy saying at 19. Bruh. The day when you go experience something crazy. But you're supposed to experience something crazy for your life. What is your craziest experience where you don't get?
For life. For life.
For life. The craziest experience.
Ha. Do I have any craziest experience? But then I've experienced a lot, so a lot is experience because I just.
Person never do something for your life, maybe like bless you, make I come out this place before they ban me.
You mean for your life when you get like, that thing. When for your life, when do the craziest thing where you
don't see? Because normally I don't see when person day and a person life now when they do anything, and I person just say, make I come out to you babe, before you allow me to give me strike.
Okay, on my life. And the thing is just that if we are vibing, one thing I don't really like if I go life is if you are giving this fake vibe and you are like annoying, you are just annoying me and everybody. I'm trying to vibe with you, and you are just like bringing yourself too big, saying that I will be this one. I'm live to give you the vibe, and I'm trying to talk to you because you can't just say that we should just come to life and play match. And you now start shouting tap. People just
tap. People see the
tap. Yes, now. Nah. They tap now.
This one you just talk to them, they play match. So I don't see this one where too.
One thing you have to know about life is that you can't just come on life to just say let's go and make money. Oh yeah, everybody tap. Oh yeah, send gifts. No, vibe. Then you can switch back to if you don't vibe, this time let's send gifts. So I can join somebody's life now. That one just like let's play match. I'll try to talk to you, be like, who is this song? You know fine, this and that. I don't know which one they talk.
Just they roast themselves for life because I've seen another form of entertainment that very like, well.
They roast themselves. They roast people where they don't know.
They roast
where
they pay me sometimes, but I go,
they
still laugh.
They
roast, especially this. Hey, Asparco. They roast waiting no nice.
The guy where I
Sparko, me and I, we do this battle now. We win me.
Oh, the guy with the dance now.
He won. The pressure was too much.
I see the guy, but the guy, did the guy talk actually dope? The first guy when he talked to.
Dion,
the guy, he talked to the guy very well, so he played the game. When the guy come, the guy try, but that guy just
not me. Like, the pressure was too much. That's it.
That's what we said. This our guy, Mary, reads 1K. So we put 1K and we say, Joseph, we are reached the game. Joseph said, ah, this guy too big for me.
There's nothing like too big. You can be looking too small, and the girl might probably have a lot of money, and you just approach her and try to talk to her, be soft, and you know. I mean, if I see any girl, I'll raise you up. I'm not scared, though. That shit.
If I raise for a band,
see that? thank God, say it quickly align me. Since you like money, what is she in the hand?
If I raise for a band, but I see you raise for a band, but they're extremely funny for me.
That girl that was actually selling them,
how would people go ignore? Just ignore you.
For Ebano?
Yeah.
Not really.
No, it depends on the way you approach.
Not really. Some people go answer you.
You might be like, I'm sorry, do you know anywhere around this place? But I'm just finding a way to get to your heart.
I see what we did.
Mom was going to collect one Portuguese girl number yesterday, some days back.
Serious?
Yes, now. Not collecting one Portuguese. Two Portuguese girl with a shop for there. Now the two Portuguese girl were capa sauce. Then mom was collect their number. Bish. As he come to us, they smile. I said, don't kill everywhere.
It's very easy to reach a girl.
How many days for front? Now I call like a day from front. Now I call and say, how far those Portuguese guests now you collect that number? Now I said, no matter how good. They asked me for 300,000, so I never even see herself. You know, I cannot give her 300,000 just like that.
They will believe you have money.
I said, sure. Just like that. He said, yeah, so just like that.
And you should have.
So, everybody on a crazy place.
Type shit. Sure.
But yeah, man, Joseph, this one, his name doesn't tell my mind. Joe Black.
Yeah, Joe Black.
We're very happy to get you here, man. You don't understand.
I'm glad I came
here. You don't understand. Because like, this is so my first.
Serious?
Yeah.
Your first podcast.
Yeah.
As you don't cast rich, nobody thinks the way they call you first.
They don't get brain. I don't say, now we not get all those brains.
I mean,
they don't get brain.
I should not be the first.
You know what I'm saying? Now, from here, like, people can realize, oh, we need to bring this guy to come. Oh, we need to bring this guy. This guy is a bomb blast.
No worry, go tire you after something.
No, go tire you because they don't bring you well.
Generic question. I ain't going to ask
you. Like, it's still a sweet meal.
They'll bring you where not for interviews. No worry. They'll bring you come where for the kind of boss we're not create for TikTok and online.
I mean, like this, like it's still a sweet me maker.
But when you need to enjoy waiting you don't create with your hand.
Yeah.
You know, understand everything when you get and waiting you supposed to get, you deserve them because you don't put in that work. You know, understand. So shout out to you.
I get one question before we go now. So
okay,
I think of like. Because you, from what I notice now, like from they do skits, they do live and stuff, like so now, and you did school, so I don't, and like a very few number of years now, you go finish school, say now you hope say you will continue content, or you did think of what because you did think like that.
I mean, I just want to, I see myself as an entertainer, and I want to go into acting, acting. Entertaining, streaming, anything like anything entertainment. I want to be in the movies, like I should play a role, especially love movies where you cry, poor action.
They go first give you arm rubber,
I just want to be a content creator. That's it. Content,
but you don't already did the way like this. You did on your way to greatness.
I did the way, but. I did alone. Type shit.
You want?
I'm just finding a way for myself. I see myself as a struggling person that only me just the road. I just the worker. But though I've got friends though. San Francisco, I have Pillow. Those are my friends. You do see them in my videos very well.
Yeah,
those are my, like, San Francisco, Pillow, Touche, all of them, they are my friends. They support me. But at the end of the day, and I mean still be like, the person with the leader.
So make I tell you one very funny thing about if you do anything for life, not be only content, like anything you do for life, when you just start, now very few people they get person way sort of like they help them along that way. But not just normal thing, because if you think I'm like, you never gather enough people where you know now, like half of them they look up to you in a way. So they're not feel really help you. So he gets stage where he go reach where he go there easier.
Of course. The more you meet people, now you don't get to meet your mentor. You don't get to meet a lot of people now. Well, and as they meet those people, they see you as value or as assets. Yeah. You know, so you be asset to anybody where you meet because if they bring this whole thing, they come meet them.
Yeah.
You know, understand? Everybody where they fuck with you, and they don't fuck with you because they not say you be asset.
Yeah.
You bring something, they come to the table.
That's true.
You know,
that's
understand?
True.
So. You can only just get better. You know, understand?
I know to get better. Yeah. I know. I cannot.
You know, understand? Just as we take meet you, cause why we want meet you so much now? Because we don't see what you don't do. And we don't say it's fucking incredible. You know, understand? To do all these things.
Yeah.
So for us, if na privilege and a pleasure, say you even come.
100.
You know, understand? We never get a lot of guests. We don't get some few guests, some big, some. But we are very happy to get you because of waiting on how they do. Cause now the new. Today, Gen Z way
type
of
shit.
You don't understand how doing
shit.
Content. No,
because if you think I well, this thing no exist 10 years ago.
Yeah.
10 years ago, what did they do now? No exist.
You don't understand. Like, so. In a very new way to do a man. The fact that they do a man, I do and this nice. All these guys, they already do all them guys tonight and these other guys, MSQC and these other guys, they do this thing for a while. You understand? And we never really get people for all this side where they do the same thing.
Yeah.
For now to be the first guys who really introduce and come. Now that they make millions of dollars off of this thing.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? They make millions of dollars. They get deals for different platforms, for Kick, for Twitch, for Rumble.
Yeah. So
you
know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. The moment all those apps now start to shine light to Africa. And I go be the first people to get all those deals.
Now, how's
you? Don't understand.
Maybe we chop the money well.
You don't understand. When I go be the first guys to get all those deals. So, man, we did really appreciate you. So, you
I'm
come
glad.
Our
I'm glad.
Our show. You don't understand.
Glad. I'm happy though.
You know, shout out to you, man.
Yeah. Applause.
Anyhow podcast.
Yeah, anyhow podcast. anyhow, Lily, you. Alright.
So no matter, we'll see everybody next time. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Don't forget to follow Joe Black.
Yeah.
TikTok, Facebook,
Instagram,
IG, wherever. And you must find Joe Black because I'm one of the biggest streamers for Africa right now.
Content creator too.
See every content creator too. Yeah. Exactly. And actor.
Yeah.
So we'll see everybody next time.
All right.
Yeah.
What?